USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Internal Twitter files being released by Elon Musk continue to show a link between the FBI, Department of Justice, CIA, and Twitter officials censoring content on the platform in what Republican lawmakers claim to influence a presidential election. A remotely operated Orion space capsule splashed down in the Pacific Ocean southwest of San Diego, California, Sunday, bringing a successful end to NASA's historic Artemis 1 moon mission. The first of many to build a base at the South Pole of Luna by 2030, the current mission covered 1.4 million miles. A Libyan man suspected of making the bomb that blew up a passenger plane over the small Scottish town of Lockerbie in the late 80s is in custody. Rich Johnson has more.
He's been in custody in Libya for years on other charges, but 2 years ago, the U.S. charged Mohammed Massoud with making the bomb that blew up Pan Am Flight 103 over Scotland in 1988. All 259 people on board and 11 people in the tiny town of Lockerbie were killed when the blast took down the plane that had left London heading for New York. No word yet on how the U.S. gained custody of Massoud, and when it happens, he will appear in U.S. federal court in Washington. I'm Richard Johnson.
Severe weather that started out west will continue to the east all week. Katie Lewis reports.
Heavy snow buried parts of the Sierra, including Soda Springs Ski Resort, where 5 feet of snow fell in just 48 hours. More than 15 million people in 14 states, including Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, are under some sort of winter weather alert on Monday. Forecasters say a severe storm threat will push into the lower Mississippi River Valley on Tuesday, with Louisiana and Mississippi possibly seeing tornadoes, high wind gusts, and damaging hail.
USA Radio News.
And if you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com, refundsasap.com.
The nation's capital is introducing a money-saving plan for their residents. It will begin offering free bus fares to residents beginning next summer. Other cities, including Los Angeles and Kansas City, Missouri, suspended fare collections during the height of the pandemic. But D.C.'s permanent free fare will be by far the biggest, coming at a time when major cities, including Boston and Denver, and such states as Connecticut, are considering broader zero-fare policies. It's been a year since devastating tornadoes ripped through western Kentucky. Tony Maruso reflects.
Ahead of Saturday's one-year anniversary of the devastating tornadoes that tore through western Kentucky, killing more than 80 people, including eight that were killed when a candle factory in the town of Mayfield collapsed, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear sat down to reflect on what he witnessed when he toured the damaged areas last year, including Mayfield and his father's hometown of Dawson Springs. Beshear is saying he saw chaos and trauma, but also an area willing to come together and lift each other up while rebuilding their lives and communities with one another.
I'd say if people out there lose faith in humanity, they ought to just watch how people respond after one of these natural disasters. I still wish I could understand why they hit, why we get hit, but you see a lot of God in the response.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thank you for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.